Hi, Malika Bilal here, host of The Take by Al Jazeera. We are now a daily news show. So after the news updates, head over to Spotify to follow us and listen to the stories behind these headlines.
Al Jazeera Podcast.
Thousands of people have been evacuated after a major dam collapsed in Russian-controlled territory in Ukraine. Both Kyiv and Moscow have accused each other of being behind the attack on the Novokakhovka Dam in the Kherson region. Well, both Russia and Ukraine requested an emergency meeting at the UN Security Council. Our diplomatic editor James Bayes spoke to their ambassadors, who blame each other.
Because it is a major technogenical disaster in Europe since probably World War II. And that is the most responsible of the occupational authorities to let the dam to such a disaster, and so they should reply to it.
Did Russia bomb the dam?
Of course not. What mental health you those who suggested should be in? Can we sabotage that electric plant and the dam when the flooding came to the site which Russia controls?
At least four people have died in Haiti after a magnitude 4.9 earthquake hit a remote region of the country. The earthquake struck only days after floods killed 42 people. The Canadian province of Quebec has become the new epicenter of wildfires, which have devastated the country for weeks. Health alerts have extended into the United States. The smoke from the fires has turned the sky red in New York City. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has met the Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman as part of his three-day visit to Saudi Arabia. The U.S. State Department says the two held a wide-ranging, open and candid discussion that included talks on ending the war in Yemen and human rights. At least two people have been killed in a shooting in the U.S. state of Virginia. Five others were wounded when a man fired into a crowd outside a high school graduation ceremony in Richmond. Police have arrested a 19-year-old suspect. Angry confrontations have broken out during nationwide protests across France against a new pension law. Demonstrators want the government to scrap the legislation and return the age of retirement to 62. It was raised to 64 in April.